This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Over barrel. Because what are your options, you know, outside of him? I mean, you can field a roster. Guys will come here, you know, because you'll have money, but it won't be the guys you want. It won't be the guys that you prioritize by any stretch of the imagination. So, you know, I think that's the best case scenario now for Memphis, honestly, is PJ comes back, he returns, he gets a ton of the budget.
Yeah.
But you say, all right, listen, we're cool with it. We're cool with the PJ Haggerty experience because – it got us to a 5 seed last year, won us our league, top 25 basically all year. We'll go down with giving our second team All American $3 million. I mean, what else would be even the options right now? You know, now I'm not saying it would be the same because Tyrese Hunter was a huge part of that. Dane Danger was a huge part of that.
Huge.
You know. You don't really have a ton of alternatives at this point. I would be all in on PJ Haggerty. And I would say, you know what? Hey, he's a name that people will remember. So our fans will have some attachment to him. How many times has Memphis had a second? I mean, Keith Lee is like the only guy, right, that actually came back for the next year as an All-American.
Yeah, so multiple time All-American.
So you got to go back to the days of Keith Lee.
That's when folks were staying, dude.
Yeah,
folks
that's true.
Staying in school.
So in the one and done era,
3-4 years.
Penny didn't stay, right? He was off to the league.
Two.
Was he okay?
Played 2 seasons here after after a prop year.
So was he? Did he come back after an All-American year, or was that his last year?
Here? I want to tell you, but it was probably his second year. But I could be wrong on that.
We know CD.
Which of the 2 years the All-American year was for Penny? I should know, but I don't know off the top of my head.
All right, so let's see.
I'm guessing it was the second year.
93, yeah, so he left.
Yep.
So he didn't come back. CDR didn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
D. Rose didn't come back. So this would be historic in some ways if they're able to keep him. You know, and something to build on, something to get excited about, because you know the guy is a bucket. He's flawed, but he's a bucket. He's an All-American. So I think that's kind of where it is with Memphis right now.
It's a crazy game, man, because it's a deal where his success comes back to potentially hurt you in the sense that you have to replace so much, and his success has risen the price, and your price, your budget is limited. It's the same kind of limited compared to what everybody else is now adding. That it was at one point, you look at it like, okay, we can do now. Now it's a completely different perspective in terms of what you got compared to everybody else. And if you've got to give the majority of it to PJ, then it hurts you in terms of putting the right team around him. PJ can't do this on his own. And so that is my fears, that it's this price that you have to pay. You're right, John. I mean, historically, these guys don't come around. You want to do everything you can to retain them. But when you have so much to replace in addition to it each year, again, the word continuity, and your lack of it keeps coming back up, how are you going to field a competitive roster that gets you the nationally relevant program you need all season long, John?
Yep.
To get you're right. If PJ comes back, it's excitement. I'm talking about the kind of excitement that gets 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 butts in seats on average back down in FedEx Forum, which it feels like you're a long way from right now. So it's hard, man. Hard, and it's only getting harder and harder. Yeah. Let me ask you this. Harder to do. Build a roster around the big three with a salary cap for the Memphis Grizzlies, or build a roster around PJ Haggerty with your NIL challenges in this new world? Which one tougher?
I would say the former, actually. Because there's a lot of players in college basketball, right? Like, there's a ton of players. Like, you can find guys. Like,
yeah, Pastor's proving that right now.
Well, yes, Pastor's crushing it.
He's killing it.
He's getting players from everywhere. I don't know how good they'll be, but I know, like, Dre Gibbs Lawhorn was one of his guys from Illinois. That's a good pickup.
Yep.
There's thousands and thousands of college basketball players, right? And sometimes you can find a diamond in the rough. You could, like, a guy like, you know, I don't know, honestly. Like, but there are players that have had good seasons that you know, you found at a lower level. And they jump up. And not always, but it's possible. Whereas...
But to do what's needed, that's the only thing. We don't want to leave that out. On the Memphis, what you and I both know is necessary.
The Grizzlies' starting point is far better because they have multiple all-stars.
Right.
Right?
Within the core.
In that core. So their starting point is better, but you're not... You're going to have to out-evaluate at the NBA level. That's a lot harder to do, you know, than it is, in my opinion, to find a guy that can come in and kill the AAC or at least play well in the AAC. Like, even Ashton Hardaway, like, we could easily tuck ourselves into him coming in and averaging 8 a game, you know?
Yeah.
Which is like, and he's playing here for free.
I'm probably going to need more from him.
Yeah.
Judge from what we've got left if we get PJ.
So I would say the easier job is to find college players who can come in and be passable for you. You know, and let PJ kind of rock. And now they got to get a big. I'm worried about that.
The only reason, and I'm not, I think you might be right, but I would point to at least, again, and it is different because you're comparing, you know, what they still call amateurism, but it's not to prevent. But at least with the big three for the Grizzlies and salary, like, I know what I've got, and I've got it for a little while. You
that's
know
right.
We've been
that,
talking about
that
window?
It's a lot easier.
And actually, I've got a few chances, and Zach's had a few chances, to get it right around them because I feel good about these three. I mean, Frank, they came in the league, we were getting two seeds. How could you not feel good? Look at Desmond Bane last night, man. Man played, you know, out of his head. So whereas with Penny... In a world that keeps changing on you, because the price keeps going up, John, and your money's limited. You don't have the budget. You know, with the NBA, everybody's at least got the cap. You don't have the budget everybody else has. That's where I could point to what Penny's having to do. I mean, that's how this conversation starts. It's harder, especially because again, we're talking about how do you get to continuity. Well, you keep Jonathan Lawson's, maybe you keep Jared Harris's, but look how hard that is. Jonathan played that redshirt freshman season, 18, 19 minutes a game, and then still leaves on you. Like, it is so hard to retain those guys. Jared Harris helped. Maybe if you played him more than Okoji this year, maybe he stays. Maybe he still doesn't, because by midseason, this wasn't going like he thought it was. His folks were in his ear. He was out of here anyway. It is so hard to retain him and get to that continuity. So, I don't know. I guess I would, in bottom line, I think you can make just as good. You can make case on both sides.
You're right.
Both are in a difficult position.
Yeah, yeah.
Grizzlies, at least, though, have three you can bank on
as
opposed to try and pay everything
you have for
one. And they
also have a salary cap every year, right? I mean, they're going to have the money, and they're going to keep up with the league.
Right.
Whereas the Tigers they're already not. They're already not keeping up with the salary cap.
Well, for the Grizzlies, about going over the cap, as other teams might be willing to do.
We shall
but
see.
You all have, you know, yes, that same pool up to the cap to pull from.
Yeah, like Kentucky basketball has gone over the cap. They're in the $10 to $15 million range.
Good for them, man. Because I would believe in him too after what I saw from Pope first year.
Oh, I mean that's look. That
guy
was,
hadn't did. I mean, he didn't take BYU to the tournament, right?
No, he had never won. He had never won a tournament
game. Yeah. But thank you for correcting me. Yeah. That's a big distinction there.
He had been there, but had not won a game.
Yeah. Well, either way, That's my point. The doubt was real, and I think it was valid.
Well,
and so he amazed me.
And that's what I was talking about with the residuals, right? If Memphis had been able to go to a Sweet 16, that's what Kentucky did. They go to a Sweet 16.
Yeah.
They were picked eighth in the SEC. They overachieved like hell. Yeah. They go to a Sweet 16, and it's a lot easier to raise money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, that's why I wish Penny would have gotten that through this year, because it just makes it a lot easier to go to these people.
Well, blame one person, Baraka. Y'all could laugh.
I mean,
you guys laugh.
Yeah,
Your
agenda is relentless, man.
It's not an agenda.
It's a total agenda.
He's out of here. Well, he's gone. I'm not worried about.
Still kicking.
Dude, he killed Tyrese.
He did. Tyrese Hunter deserved a better ending than he got. That is so sad.
That's the end of that man's career. You walking up behind him like a scrub.
Man, for real. He should get an extra year for that. I would literally say, mental health.
You know who doesn't walk up behind Ja Morant in a practice or a situation, walkthrough or whatever? Yuki.
You're exactly right.
He doesn't walk up behind him.
Yeah.
Because he knows this is the goods.
Yeah, that was tough.
You have to protect the goods. It's just like basketball 101. Dragging your feet all up under Tyrese. Why are you thinking about more time on the court? Need to be playing you less.
Yeah. That hurt,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, it's going to be a long time before I'm over the Baraka experience.
Yeah, I don't blame
you. And it's so close when you say it to an experience that I think finally back up with Barack.
Well, right.
And so I struggle with those two things.
Because Barack was like hope.
What are you talking about?
You know, and Baraka was death. One letter, one vowel. Is the difference between hope and imminent death.
Straight poison.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, Tyrese, man. You deserve so much better.
No, that's the story, is that I feel terrible for Tyrese. Because back to your point, they would have made it, John.
They could have.
If they have Tyrese and PJ, they're beating Colorado State, and they got a good chance against Maryland.
I mean, Tyrese Hunter.
That team had done great in the Maui. Tyrese was a big game player.
He's sitting there saying,
that's when he got up.
Man.
Yeah, he's done it in the tournament before.
Exactly.
You got that kind of swag and confidence, man? Come on, dudes. Oh, it would have changed everything.
I mean, I just go back to that Maui. That week in Maui was the peak of the season, unfortunately.
When you got Tom Izzo talking about how cold this player is on your team, yeah, it feels good.
Yeah.
Feels like you're all of a sudden, you're in the big lights.
Yep.
That's what Tyrese was doing. And he probably could have performed like that in the tournament, man, because that was his time. Them big games were his time.
Yep.
You needed that big shot down the stretch, too, from him.
Tyrese Hunter
was not there to be had.
Is one of two players in NCAA tournament history to have 7 threes and 5 steals in a game. The other is the man that just ran 2.6 miles last night.
2.96, I believe it was.
Against the Grizzlies,
look
Steph Curry.
What a nugget that was.
And that's what you didn't have against Colorado State because who did you say he was? Tonya Harding?
Mm-hmm. And Galuli. The man that did the deed.
That's right. Crazy. And who was it too? Who was the
Nancy Kerrigan.
Nancy Kerrigan.
You
really
got to go back on your Olympic history. Now I know you know about
Michelle.
The Miracle
Kwan
on
guy.
Ice, you've learned about that.
The 84 against the Russia?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
So go back and learn the Kerrigan Harding history, dude. We've never seen anything like it. She had her taken out.
No, I mean
she was jealous of her.
I think as you might be able to
this would have been like if Isolo had stabbed a knife in Taylor's back or hit him over the head to get the gig. That's what this was.
Right.
Back then, because Kerrigan was the star.
This is like the scene,
that's
right?
That's Kerrigan squealing after somebody just assaulted her.
Oh,
we had no
right.
idea who did it.
Oh, Jesus. They got that on camera?
Yeah. Black stick.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Kerrigan,
that's Kerrigan,
bro.
That's terrible.
She had no idea, man. She's trying to compete.
Man, that's really awful.
Man, to come out of nowhere and wax her. Trying to take her out of the competition.
Dude, the 90s was a different time. All right, I get it, Brad. All right, Jesus.
No,
this
seriously.
Is graphic.
It's not, dude. It's
really
not that
graphic.
She, I mean.
Why?
And that's the way we sort of do it now. Right.
That's how you acted every
time
Baraka got in the game. Why?
Did it cost us all season?
It did.
Or
it
not?
Did. It did. It did.
I told y'all what I was willing to do mid-season to get him off the floor, stand at Highland and Poplar with a sign, and you laughed at me.
Yeah.
And then he's taking out Tyrese at the end.
Oh, man. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to fade Brad. All right. We didn't get off to a great start last night.
It was too hot.
Bad day, not a bad life. Fade Brad when we get back. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN. The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency will be your best friend, a team to lean on when you are making the big decision of buying a home or selling a home. If you're buying it, you want to make sure you're getting a great deal. You want to make sure you're getting the things that you really prioritized, right? And on your budget. If you are selling your home, you want to make sure that you're getting the most money. And that's what the Live Love team does. They've seen every kind of market condition. This is nothing new to them. Reach out. Sold at livelovememphis.com.
Yep, Jen's not going to have you in a situation where you're paying a mortgage that you really can't afford just to get you in the home. Make you feel good, tell you, oh, look at your big new home, but financially it's not good for you. Jennifer is only interested in getting you in the best of situations or getting you top dollar for what you have right now. She can handle both sides and does it expertly. She's assembled a wonderful team that speaks English. It speaks Spanish. It also speaks Mandarin. So there aren't many language barriers that can stop them either. And you can try them, but I think you'll find that they succeed when it comes to all avenues. She's done it in every market, 901-625-5200, 901-625-5200. An hour later, lock in that number. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All right, so here's the thing. Fade Brad got off to an uncharacteristically good start.
Harden.
Sorry.
That's all right. Hey, we make no guarantees.
I'm just making picks.
Other than over the course of 6 weeks, you're probably going to lose, right? Brad is probably going to lose.
Oh, of course.
So, with that being said, 3-1 start.
Yeah.
But it's one day. It's one day. We got six long weeks.
I want to make this clear. I don't combine. We keep Brad's against the spread record separate from his bonus picks. And so
2-0.
He's 2-0.
Yeah.
In terms of those. We want to keep that
good.
We want to keep that record against the spread separate.
Right.
And that's the 56% to 57% we hit on if you were fading him last year was against the spread.
That's right.
Yes. It was much worse on the bonus.
We're picking opposites.
But a very good start for Brad, no question about that. And we're gonna try to get back on the right side of things, at least start our journey today. Let's fade Brad. Two games tonight, two picks from Brad Carson. Let's start with on ESPN. Miami Heat on the road at Chicago Bulls. This is the 9-10 game in the Eastern Conference.
6:30 is when?
Yeah, 6:30 ESPN. Okay. The winner will advance to play the Atlanta Hawks in the next round of the play-in. According to ESPN Bet, we're just using ESPN Bet for like standard lines here. Chicago is a 1.5-point favorite, Brad Carson.
Yeah. Well, so as a spectator, we're watching a bunch of slubs over in the Eastern Conference. We're used to seeing pretty quality opponents in these 9-10 games over in our conference. Now, over in the East in Miami, the only thing I've really paid attention to are two players. That would be Kobe White and Tyler Hero that I've most paid attention to. And the Bulls at times have looked good. Was it Vucevic? I mean, he's looked good, right? So that's my peripheral knowledge of both of these teams. Having said that,
that's very in depth.
Having said that, and even though the Heat have been trading away dudes, including the great Jimmy Butler, who we witnessed last night and has been on a tear for much of the postseason or the soon to be postseason and the lead up here in the play-in, I'm going with the Heat still. And I would like, especially if you're giving me 1.5 points, you're giving me 1.5 points, right?
Yep.
I'm picking the Heat tonight. And the injury reports look clean, except for like Dosunmu's out for the season. Everybody should be available,
right?
Drew Smith's out through the season, but that's about it. You know, Tyler Hero's
Lonzo is out, but he's been out.
Yeah, they have him listed as a game time decision for this game.
He is out.
All right, well then, no Lonzo. So even better reason to pick the Hits, the Heat. I will say, if I were picking a bonus pick, here's a bonus pick for you. This is separate than the actual games picks. Hero's going to go over if the Heat are going to win. He's going to go over the 24.5 points.
All right, there you have it. So Brad says the Heat plus 1.5 and over Hero 24.5. So that would mean you would bet the Bulls minus 1.5 and Hero under 24.5. I think that is Brad's first official misstep of the season.
Not liking my pick.
I do think the Bulls get it done. I think this Heat team is extremely mid, and the 10th seed has never made the playoffs.
Yeah.
Ever. in the history of the play-in.
You so, played right into our hands there, buddy.
That's good. Wait, I'm just
but
calling
you did
it, like
it
I see
with
it.
Integrity. Yeah. Thank you.
Now, if you were looking at the very basic amateur, not like John is familiar with this stuff, they have the amateur version of this. The matchup predictor has the Bulls at 58%.
Yeah.
So
that's what Fader's going to be hitting on all season long.
Give me the points, though, with the Heat.
All right, moving on. The winner of this game will advance to play the Memphis Grizzlies on Friday. Get your tickets, FedEx Forum.
Yep.
Dallas Mavericks, Sacramento Kings. Looks like the Mavericks, or excuse me, the Kings are a 5.5. We'll call it 5 because it's an even money. But 5-point favorites over the Dallas Mavericks.
What surprises me is I saw this Mavericks team on Sunday, and even though we were playing our schlubs, they played dudes. Like, Gafford was out there. They were playing Christie. Like, I was shocked how poorly they played. And, of course, Davis didn't play Sunday. I'm presuming Davis will play in this game because they need him to play. Having said that, I saw firsthand how just absolutely piss poor this Mavericks team is, even without Anthony Davis. Give me the Kings. Kings are going to roll here. And I'll even let y'all have the 4.5 points. Kings minus 4.5.
Now, is it 5 or 5.5, or is it 4.5?
Well, it opened 4.5.
Get whatever the points are. I don't care.
Yeah, you're looking at the open. It's the currently is 5. We're going to call it 5.
Well, for 5. I'll give you 5.
Yeah, because it's 5.5 even money.
It's fine. Yeah.
5, 5.5.
Kings, I would the way if I say this correctly, John, would be Kings plus 5.5. Is that what I'm saying?
Minus.
Four. Minus 5.5.
Because they're the favorite.
All right, so I'm going with the Kings. With the you all have the point. Minus 5.5. Kings minus 5.5.
All right, and do you have a bonus in this one?
You know, I don't have a good feeling about this one.
No, don't force anything.
I don't think Brad's had a good feeling about any of these,
that's
though.
Fair.
I mean, why are we going to start now?
If I were,
he felt good yesterday.
He did. He liked the match.
Generally, I try to focus on the winning team when I'm looking at these, for obvious reasons.
I don't like it.
You don't like what I'm going with this?
I feel like you're getting away from integrity. You're feeling forced. If you don't have a natural second pick.
Sabonis
over rebounds.
Okay. What number is that?
10.
Know? Okay, 10. All right.
Wait, no, no.
Is that the Brad Carson number? Is that
Sabonis,
the real number?
I need to look up the number just so I'm correct on my bonus pick.
That's
Sabonis rebounds.
Yeah, I think I'd take over 10. I mean, doesn't he average like 15 a game?
Yeah, if he's not the leading rebounder, he's right up there second.
He averages like 10 a game.
It's 13.5.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So, yes, I would take over 10 as well.
I mean, if the Kings are going to win, you need 13 rebounds.
That was not an integrity pick by you.
Yeah, let's not. Let's leave that one off the table. I want to keep this real. This is not a bit.
I'm really uncomfortable with that pick.
I don't want to force
forced.
I prepped this
I
out.
Never want this to be forced.
It's not a bit, folks. This is a
and
this
I feel like
pick
you,
on its,
you
on
felt
surface.
Like there was some pressure there to give a second. We don't want that.
All right, only one bonus pick today.
Just one. So that was the feel.
Again, if you're fading Brad, be patient. Drop of water, break stone. All right? That's what I tell people all the time. It's my favorite meeting quote in sales.
Sabonis averaged 14 rebounds for the season.
Wow.
By the way. Led the league.
Yeah. You'd be taking the Bulls minus 1.5.
Okay.
And the Mavericks plus 5. And Tyler Hero under 24.5 for the Heat.
How do you feel about that second pick, the Mavs-Kings game, John?
I mean, I don't really like to fade Anthony Davis. Against the front line, although I guess Sabonis does play him well traditionally.
Yes, he does.
And the Mavs look kind of checked out after everything that's gone on with Luka.
Bad.
That's my worry, right, is that they just don't care about playing anymore. And the last time Klay Thompson was in a play-in game, he was 0-10.
Oof.
So
oof.
That's definitely the main concern.
This Mavericks thing still perplexes the hell out of me. I don't even know why I would show up if I'm a fan in Dallas, let alone.
It's never going to make sense.
It's disgusting.
It's never going to make sense at all. All right, we'll come back. No one heard the fourth going to join us. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies, NBA playoffs, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
ESPN.
Coach Norton of the Fourth is the team that program director and coach runs things and does it efficiently and well. High level, nationally respected program, Civil Way Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball again for 2025. Mitchell High product, Walker Holmes finest. Self-made millionaire. Heard I shouldn't check your bank account. I shouldn't be all over you like that.
Pocket watcher.
I do like asking folks about their money, though. John knows that and holds it against me.
Darion Reed is in the portal.
That's true.
Yes, he is. And
somebody's getting a raise.
He's going to be a millionaire, or already. But unfortunately, you know, the good Lord put us where he wants us, and he wants me to be the guy, the sacrificial lamb to help everybody get to their goals, and, you know, I get my reward out of that. But that's my goal, wouldn't to be rich or a millionaire, so I'm just accepting it and going with the journey.
Let me finish my intro, and then we'll do pleasantries, and then we'll get on, follow me on X at Dream Big Herd, and on IG at I Am Coach Herd. And again, Herd, I didn't mean to talk about your money, what you've earned, or to suggest that you aren't a very accomplished man by not being a millionaire. But it does seem like lately I've made you very uncomfortable to start segments, so I'm going to continue to work on that and be a pro. How are you? And did you watch last night?
Yeah, I'm good. Good afternoon, Jason, John, Brad.
Hello.
And Jason, you do a good job, too.
I'm trying to get better. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No. You're a vet at it. No, I did watch the game last night, and I'm glad that it actually was in Golden State, because that allowed me to be able to watch the game, because with me still working, I missed a lot of the Orlando and Atlanta game. So with it being on West Coast, I was able, and up late, I was able to watch the game.
Good. How? First off, and we have to tip our caps, right? Steph and Jimmy, at the age they're doing this, and then to combine for, I believe, the 75 that they did, with their backs against the wall. They didn't want to be in the play-in, Herd. They lost their last three at home. They had Jimmy playing in overtime, scoring 30, but losing the Clippers. You know, so they didn't want to be here. Backs were against the wall. How many more years those two going to be able to continue at this high level? Start there.
I mean, they gave Jimmy an extension. I think one thing about a competitor like Jimmy, I love coaching guys like that. I love being on the team with guys like that. But if we be truthful about it, Jimmy do have a little baggage, right? But the flip side of it, I think when he goes into a new situation, the first couple of years, he's going to be on his best behavior. He's going to have a chip on his shoulder. He's going to be extra motivated. And a motivated Jimmy Butler is for real. So I would say at least, you know, 2-3 years with Steph, his game is not built on athleticism. So, I mean, he's going to be able to shoot forever. So it's just a matter about, you know, how long, you know, his legs and wheels and mind is in it. Because, I mean, even Chris Paul this year played all 82 games. I think he is a little older than Steph.
Yeah. You would consider them the favorite against Houston? They are, by the way, Vegas' favorite. But would you look at it that way, as the 7 against the 2 and what Houston's done? Mm-hmm. You watching Ime Udoka and what he's done with that, would you consider Golden State the favorite in your eyes?
That's tough. I could see it going 7 games going either way. Golden State do have more playoff experience, so I think that's probably, I'm not a better, I know Jeffrey gave me a lot of advice on betting, and I heard John, when I say advice, not on betting, I kind of take their expertise on, you know, the betting. I just kind of do it straight on my evaluation.
Yeah.
And from my evaluation, I could, then I try to make it make sense with the bet. So from my evaluation, I'm guessing they did that because Golden State do have much more playoff experience guys on the team, but Houston is a little younger, but they've been great, man. They got a great coach. They didn't, you know, unlike what we did with the Grizzlies, they kept a 2 or 3 seed the whole year and were able to, they kept it. You know, you and some counts for that. You know what I mean? Them OKC, they younger, but they kept it. So I think it's going to be a tough group. I don't think they're going to lay down, man. They got some athletes on their team, and I just, like I say, love what their coach is doing. But, you know, Steph and Jimmy Butler is definitely a bigger draw than anybody on their team.
Well, here's the way this works, right? Basically, the sports books don't want Warriors bets, right? They don't want people to come bet on the Warriors to win this series. They don't want Warriors money because of all the things that we know, right? They have Steph, they have Jimmy, since they've gotten Jimmy,
they know I'm going to jump on the +170 Rocket side. They want that.
They have to make the other side attractive, right? That's the goal. The goal is to make the obvious side much less attractive. Because if I flipped it,
I don't think it's obvious. But I hear what you're saying. If I flipped it
and I priced it like an average 2-7 series, and the Rockets are -220 and the Warriors are +170, I wouldn't take a single Rockets bet at that price. I would be flooded with nothing, but who wouldn't take the Warriors +170, right? So the goal, and that's the same thing with the Lakers. They're probably not, I don't know what the money line probability of -220 would be, right? But they're probably not that likelihood to win the series. You're paying a tax if you want to bet. Just like right now, the Lakers are -220. Should the Lakers really be -220 over the freaking Timberwolves and Ant-Man? No. But if you're going to bet the Lakers, you're going to pay that tax, you know. So that's all. That was just sort of a peek behind the curtain. Heard it's just that they just want to jack up the price if you're going to bet on the stars. That's the way it works.
Gotcha. I appreciate that information.
Yeah.
Some of it is foreign language to me, but some of it I'm catching on.
Well, look, we got a long summer. We can do a whole crass course show on it if you want.
Real quick, Herd, who's the biggest threat to OKC in the West in your eyes? And I think it's a good way to summarize it as Herd sees it.
Biggest threat would probably be, one of them fired they coach, so I'm a little nervous about that. But I would say Laker and Denver, but I don't like, you know, all the coach firing, before the playoffs. I would say them two, then you never can fully count out, like he said, the Warriors just because of Steph and Jimmy. But I would say Lakers and Denver.
Real quick, and I know you've been working too. How risky is a situation – how risky a situation is this for Memphis and Penny Hardaway? Heard if I just broke it down, you know, math, and I'm sure the numbers aren't exactly right, but if your budget's say $5 million, $4.5 million, and you're giving PJ 3 or 4 of it, right, hoping that you're gonna be giving him that, banking on it, frankly, because you're missing on other guys with what you've reserved for PJ, how tough is that going to be with what's left of the rest of your budget? How risky is it in terms of filling it out, you know, the rest of this roster?
I mean, I'm one to say this. Let me say the correct answer first, because we do have people out here that are listening, and maybe we might have some kids listening one day. I know kids don't listen to radio, but, you know, with them, you know, you want to teach people sound decisions, right? So the sound decision way would be risky, okay? Now we go to the sports way and the coach way. Unfortunately, it's nowhere in the world that we can lose PJ.
Right.
We know what we got at home, and I agree with it. I agree with giving him $3 million out of the $4.55 million. I just do. Because I think with him and with whatever pieces we get and whatever bargains we get, we still will be in place to win our conference. And as long as we win our conference, we go to the tournament, and we get to the tournament and see how I go from there.
All right, Darion Reed is in the transfer portal. I got to say, I've hated Nate Oates' offseason. I know you're a Nate Oates guy, but, man, I just do not like all they lost, and I do not like what they brought in. But let's just keep it to Darion Reed. What can you tell us about, the schools he's thinking about right now?
Man, it's so many calling. I laughed with his mama the other night because she, you know how media works now, right? Somebody said they're going to keep a secret. They don't. So she wasn't expecting, from what she told me, for it to come out until Monday. So it comes out on Saturday night. You know, Saturday night, people chilling, relaxing, family or outdoor. So I'm just wondering, oh, my phone blowing up. It always blows up, but it's blowing up at a more crazier rate. You know what I mean? And so I hit her the next day, and she like, why am I? She was like, my bad, heard I had to cut the phone off. They told me we're going to come out Monday. So they kind of just getting everything organized right now. But, you know, everybody has called all of the SEC schools, ACC, and, you know, putting their pitch on the table. So, you know, they still, in my opinion, they still at the beginning stages. But with this transfer portal, the beginning stages could be the end stages with the right offer. So, you know what I mean? But they're still, I think, in the beginning of figuring it out.
Are these schools, like, because you're seeing, I mean, it's really a cold game because even the first deal might not end up being the last deal. Because you've seen guys commit to a school, announce it, next thing you know, 3 days later, they're announcing somewhere else. Like, I don't want to say low down. I don't think it's necessarily low down, but just, like, how wild is it getting out here?
It is wild. You know, and the numbers are getting bigger, which I don't believe all of them. You do need some guardrails, but where I would say is getting the most uncomfortable, John, and I don't know if I'm fully against it, but, you know, players have control right now. And I don't want to fully say I'm against that because, you know, whatever craziness they're doing now, you know, I would accept it for the next 10 years because, you know, the players have been getting screwed for the last 100 years, right? And so, you know, I don't want to start crying on year two or year three. Now, the big boy schools, they fine regardless. Like you say, Nate Oaks. You know, Nate Oaks, I love their run to death. I mean, I guess I'm on the radio now, so everybody go hear it. But, like, he's not going to be hurt by nobody leaving. Duke not going to be hurt. The SEC budgets, they're not hurt because they're going to still get quality players no matter what. You know what I mean? So I think it's, you know, the coaches are uncomfortable with, you know, the leverage or the lack of accountability or notice that the kids got to give them or whatever it is. Or some people just in their ways, they just mad. That's why you're getting, you know, retirements. But in reality, you know, the bigger schools, they're still going to have that budget. So if one kid leave or don't want to accept $8 million or whatever, they can still go get another quality guy.
Coach, I'm sure Memphis Tigers basketball fans would be interested in your thoughts on Julius Tedford, the Memphis kid that's coming in from Western Kentucky. I don't believe, and maybe you can correct me, maybe he was a Team Thad guy, but you know every guy coming out of Memphis. What is Penny getting potentially, hopefully, for at least a couple of years? You would think he's got 3 years of eligibility, I think. What's Penny getting with Julius Tedford?
Now, y'all know I be in studio a lot with y'all, and I'm over the phone now. And, you know, I'm telling on myself now, but y'all used to get on me, hey, don't pause. People realize you must not be interested in this subject.
I can't see you, yes. I cannot see you.
I wish I was there because y'all would be proud of me today. I love Julius King.
Thank God.
I mean,
to God be the glory. Brad, round of applause. I mean, that Herd loves Julius Tedford. And it sounds very genuine about it.
I'm always genuine about whatever I say. But he was supposed to, whatever school he was going to, Georgia State or something, the coach got Danny Brady moved on and got fired.
Yep.
So before he went to Western, he actually was practicing with me last summer because he was thinking about, you know, reopening everything for another year at AU. And then at the end, he went to Western. And I was like, oh, I want to play him with Jasper. I think he could have been already at Memphis. And I really, really wanted him. He might have played with us when he was younger, but no, he wasn't a Team Thad kid. But no, I like King a lot. He's tough. He can handle the ball. He can shoot. I think that's a good fit. It'd be a kid from the city with a really underdog story that we can once get that feel again. Not comparing him to these level of kids or same game, but like, you know, the key guys we grew to love in my era, the Andre Allen, the show, like, he has a story like that. You know, he comes from the inner city right here. And, you know, these days you don't get that too much. So I think that's a get a good get for Memphis and everyone.
Excellent, good to hear. And then last, yeah, you got a big event this weekend at P7, don't you? You playing John's guys, Hoop City?
Yeah, so it's not at P7. It's at Shoot 360 Memphis, and we're trying to do it for the city. So it'll be us and Hoop City playing at all age groups, and then we're still working out details with P7. So of course, you know. Hoop City is really good this year. They got the Gatorade Player of the Year, John Sandlin out of Nashville, 7-footers, a lot of good players. We got a lot of good pieces, Tyler Jones from ECS, and then, you know, P7 got Fred Smith, which is a Memphis recruit. So we're trying to put it together for this weekend. Us and Ernie tip off on Friday night at 7, but we'll be going Friday and Thursday, Friday and Saturday. The event will be going on, but it'll be some of the best players in Memphis and the surrounding area. So it'll be pretty good.
At Shoot 360, win, Coach? What time?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but the first big matchup, me against Ernie, the schedule will be up next. It'll be 7 p.m. on Friday.
Okay, 7 p.m.
When I say Ernie, hold on, let me say this right. Ernie against Hoop City. Ernie is
in college athletics now.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, so,
they're crushing
it. Brad, erase the tapes. Ernie is now in college. He is not running anything here.
Yes. No,
I have not speaking with him.
Who is Ernie Kuiper?
With this event, outside of him calling about he didn't call about Darion Reed. He called about some other player, Rod Keith or something.
Man, where's Fred Smith going to go?
Everybody say he's a favorite to Memphis or whatever. So he ain't in our program.
Okay, I know he's not, but I just wanted your thoughts if it was a lock. You know, everybody's kind of assumed that
people
for a while.
People are saying it. Yeah, people are saying it. I think his dad is really fun to Penny.
Let's go on and commit, bro.
I love his dad. His dad, and he has expressed a great fondness for Penny. I just didn't know, does he have, like, a lot of other offers heard, or because he ain't, you know, he's not necessarily out on a national circuit, is it they're
who
just
does he
not
play for?
Briarcrest, bro.
I'm saying, like, the circuit. Like, who's his age?
P7. So this year, they're on the Under Armour, the main circuit or whatever this year.
I should have asked you about him earlier, Herd. Thank you so much, brother, for everything, man, all your expertise.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
And it's the Bluff City Showcase this weekend. Thank you. All right.
Love it. Thank you.
Make sure you're there at Shoot 360.
Hey, also make sure you get to Sonic. I'm taking Riley to Sonic when I pick her up from school today. It's America's Drive-In.
Oh, she's going to have fun, and she's going to be full.
She loves Sonic. How can you not? You get to drive up. You get to, you know, push the button. You know,
all kids love
somebody comes
the
out.
Button.
I don't know if they. I don't think they do the roller skates anymore, but they used to. But it doesn't matter. The skates aren't the draw. All right, the draw is grilled cheese, the Route 44, ice cold drinks, the smash burgers. I don't know what your favorite item on the menu is, but that's the thing. It's like everybody can have a different item because they have a ton of different items to choose from only at Sonic.
Please do this for me when you stop later on. Get Riley the new junior chicken sandwich. It's only $1.99, John. In fact, you can get her two or three of them, and she can get full. She'll love them. They're crispy. They come in two flavors. Ask her if she wants original or if she wants honey chipotle, and then give her whatever she wants off that Sonic Fun menu. You know, Damo going to be on this pretty soon. Dom's going to be on this Sonic menu. Check out the app. Make sure you download it. Live free. Eat Sonic.